Washington has more projects to fund than it has money to spend. Lawmakers are debating how to close the budget deficit. In particular, they need to come up with at least $2 billion to fund basic education. State Treasurer Jim McIntyre has got a plan to raise more revenue. He's proposed a state income tax. Hello, Jim McIntyre.
Good afternoon.
What exactly is your proposal?
Well, the proposal that I have in mind is something of a grand bargain. It would basically offers the suggestion that we get a property or a tax base in Washington State that will grow with the economy and will allow us to adequately fund a strong education system. And in exchange for that growing tax base, we would offer a constitutional limitation requiring a 60% vote of both houses of the legislature to change major tax rates. Effectively, we're proposing a 5% personal income tax that would exempt income for a typical family of four at about $50,000 and below. And we would also get rid of the state property tax. We would limit local property taxes. We would reduce local excess school levies. And we would limit the school levies to 15% of the state's basic ed allocation.
So essentially, you're talking about a grand tax system restructure.
A full tax system restructure as a constitutional amendment that would set up an income tax and a flat rate income tax at 5%, and would lower property taxes. It would lower the sales tax by a penny, and it would lower B&O taxes, business taxes, significantly. Most businesses would get Boeing's tax rate, and all of the service businesses would get about a one-third tax rate reduction.
I'm talking with Jim McIntyre. He's the Washington State Treasurer. Critics of an income tax always say it just means more taxes. Is this proposal revenue neutral?
This is not a revenue neutral proposal. This proposal was scaled to provide roughly $4 billion net additional revenue that would be dedicated to education at the state level. The idea is to provide the funding or substantial portion of the funding that would be necessary to fully implement a response to the McCleary lawsuit.
Critics have said that lawmakers should work within the tax structure to find the money to fund education, but many other people, including yourself, I believe, think that the current tax structure just doesn't produce enough. Why is that?
Well, our current tax structure depends very heavily on sales tax revenues, and if you look back 50 years ago, consumer about 60%, 60 to 65% of consumer expenditures were on things that were subject to the sales tax. Today, that is about half that number. About 33% of our consumer expenditures are subject to retail sales. We've had a huge growth in the service economy, while the real price of goods that are subject to the sales tax has actually come down. So the effect is a long-term trend where our tax base is only growing at about 4.5% a year, while our economy grows at roughly 6% a year. So our tax base is shrinking relative to our economy, and it is mathematically impossible to sustain over the long term an adequate education system with a shrinking tax base.
The last time an income tax came up on the ballot, voters overwhelmingly rejected it. Why now? Why are you proposing this right now?
But this is very different than the last proposal that was on the ballot. The last proposal was an ideological proposal that said, let's go poke the rich folks in the eye. Let's tax the rich. It was about raising new revenue with a new tax without really any offset to it. It wasn't constitutional. There were no constitutional framework for any kind of tax limitations, which we've actually put into this proposal. So this proposal is really an effort to say, let's take some of the ideology out of it. Let's think about how we can manage going forward to create a real tax base that will grow with the economy and not grow too fast, but it will keep up with the demand for goods and services.
What kind of support do you have for this in the legislature?
Well, we're beginning to talk with people and build that. The idea is that we put this idea, this proposal on the table now so we can have a conversation over the interim while the legislature is dealing with other considerations that come back next year in 2016 to take it up and at that time decide whether or not to put it on the ballot. Remember, a constitutional amendment requires a two-thirds majority in the legislature, both houses, and then it goes to the voters on the ballot in November, hopefully of 2016.
Jim McIntyre is Washington State Treasurer, and I thank you for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you.
McIntyre says now's the time we should at least start to talk about implementing a state income tax.